Thank you for your interest in Carfagno Commercial Cleaning. This is Ken Carfagno, owner and founder. Please take a few moments and go through this audio podcast episode, going through various frequently asked questions about the part-time side gig job available through our C3 team. Intro and goals.
I was in corporate for 6 years. I didn't like that too much because it was too structured, and my wife and I and family didn't have the freedom we were looking for. We went our own business. She started a cleaning business in 2005, and I took that over in 2005 so she could be a stay-at-home mom. And she stayed home, and she's been a homeschooling mom, stay-at-home mom for the last 17 years. Our oldest turned 17 next week. We have 5 kids. And it's been the family business. I've always worked it myself for the last couple of years. My kids have been with me cleaning. I hustle. I work hard. And this year, it's getting beyond where we could do it ourselves any longer. It was a unique opportunity because now we could bring on great people and I can move into a different role, start adjusting and transitioning into the role of more matchmaker. I have really, really amazing customers. I just want to find amazing people, put them with amazing customers, and make everyone happy. As I do that over time, it's great because then our family achieves our goals. We can grow our business, and we can provide good jobs for people in the community. So I'm interviewing a bunch, and I'm just looking for the right fit. So if you're the right fit, cool. If not, on either end, it's no big deal. Every job has a personality type that would be a good fit for that job. Cleaning an office, let's say on a night or a weekend, can get lonely. Well, hopefully not boring. So if someone's super life of the party, they might not enjoy that. So I have a cleaning company. That's what we're talking about here. I also have another business, Smart Cleaning School. I have a podcast. I'm a cleaning company owner that also has a podcast, and I coach cleaning company owners across the country. I made the podcast as a tool to help other people. One thing I'll be is I'm always honest, and I'm not going to pretend that we're bigger than we are. We have grandiose ideas of how our system's going to be so buttoned up and amazing. We're not there yet.
Mission, vision, and values.
So I've had these clients that I've been cleaning for, and I'm letting them know, hey, our business is growing. We're bringing great people in. Every person we bring in will be part of our team, will be part of our C3 experience. We'll be training them. They'll be have all the proper insurances and everything. And I'll personally be doing background checks, and people I'm hiring typically are coming from professional environments where maybe they're working a full-time professional job. They kind of get the office kind of environment. And so they're already professional people, but they're looking for something more on the side. That's really good because in these offices, as you heard in the podcast, they have proprietary information, they have sensitive data, and they want to know who's in there. I say my vision, impacting our community, families, and businesses, one building and one team member at a time. Mission statement, Carfagno Commercial Cleaning, C3, is a 10-talent company. We steward our company through ownership, excellence, and safety. This yields a profit of time, money, and relationships to our team members, customers, and vendors. Core values, the excellence, ownership, safety. 10-talent stewards take pride in the work that they do. Excellence is doing the right job the right way every time, no matter how inconvenient. It is our team's professional presentation, communication, objective to clean every office as if one of our own family members sat in that desk or used that restroom. Ownership. 10-talent stewards take full responsibility of the roles they're given. The greater ownership each team member takes, the less the others, including our customers, have to think about any one office cleaning. Ownership rewards the team member with bonuses and our customers with peace of mind. Ownership is my favorite one. We're building a company where I don't want to have to think about all the little pieces of clients I already have. I want to keep them happy with excellence, have safety fully incorporated and implemented within the team, and have all the inspections go. I just want everyone to be very happy with the level of service they're getting. So ownership looks like this. The more ownership, say you as a potential employee, the more ownership you take at a given office, the less I think about it. The less ownership you take, I'm like, oh my gosh, I become a babysitter. This ties in directly to the compensation. In the beginning, there's an hourly training until the team member gets up to speed and they do a good job with cleaning and their excellence is good. I keep a scorecard when your scores are 8 and above. With cleaning an office, there's six components: emptying the trash, cleaning bathrooms, break rooms, dusting and glass cleaning, vacuuming and mopping. It's always those things. And based on how a team member performs, I just give them a score. It goes into a scorecard. When they get over 80%, like a B average and above, I call that excellence. And then I look at ownership. I want that to be over 80%. And safety. Are they being safe? Are they taking ownership? And are they being excellent? Then I move them to the ownership model. I'm going to start you with these two buildings. We'll assign them. Let's say you want weekend. So I'm going to give you, boom, one on Friday, one on Saturday, or two on Saturday. We work that out. Maybe a weeknight. And I say, those are yours. We may have to introduce you to the owner of the building so they feel comfortable with who's there. Here's the key. Here's the alarm code. I'm not going to bother you. Go do them. I'll know when they're done because there's an app that keeps track of all this. I'll come out and do an inspection. You'll get a inspection report. Hey, you did this. Go, here's your score.
Compensation.
Instead of getting paid like $15 an hour, you'd get a set amount of money for that particular office. This is what's cool about ownership. Let's say it's a 3-hour office and you take 3 hours. And I pay, let's say, $45 or $50 for that office. You take 3 hours, that's like $16 an hour. But what's nice about this is I say, excellence, as long as your excellence stays high, go crush it. I could teach you some things. Once you get the quality high enough, I'll show you some things where you can get faster. And now you go 3 hours, 2.5, 2.25. I mean, I don't know what the max is for any one given person, but there's incentive to be faster. Now you can hit like $20 and above, and you're going to get, you know, 45 for this one, 40 for this one. A vet could be like $130, $125. They're big. I have small offices, which are typically one person, roughly 3-hour jobs. And I have big offices, which like vet hospitals and things similar. Those can be like 6 to 8 hour jobs. You're moving and it's good exercise and it's therapeutic. So that's some basics on compensation, but that ties directly into the ownership, the excellence, and my core values.
Work locations.
Some offices are once a week. I have one that's twice a week. Some are every 2 weeks. Some are once a month. Yeah, I don't have anything currently that's more than twice a week. I may do that in the future. Like, I don't have any banks where they're 5 days a week. I haven't really wanted that. But for now, it's once a week, once every other week, twice a week. Yeah, so then I give them those keys and they're off and they get paid by the job. So that's how that process works. So here's my locations for buildings right now. I live in Harleysville. I have buildings in Harleysville, if you can imagine a map. Harleysville, Lansdale area, Perkasie, Quakertown. Connect all those dots. That's my zone. And as I bring on team members, I'm figuring out who goes where based on what buildings I have, what nights they're available, what nights these offices need to be clean, where they're located. People have flexibility. But let's say I have someone that I trust and I'm like, okay, here's your office. You've got office A, office B. They close at 5 p.m. on Friday. They open again Monday morning. I don't want people working on Sundays. So you have to have it done between Friday at 5:30 and Saturday night, midnight, or if you go past midnight, technically that's okay. But essentially all Saturday and Friday, choose when you want to go. You can do 2 Friday night and work late. You can do 1 Friday, 1 Saturday. You can do 2 on Saturday, 1 Saturday morning, 1 Saturday night. So it can be flexible based on your interest. That's what's nice about the weekend work is because you can choose a Friday or a Saturday. And then the weeknights do not have that flexibility. So if I say it's a Tuesday cleaning, that means I might say this is a shift one. It's got to be done between 6 and 9 and it might be 3 hours. So there's not a lot of flexibility. Same, but it also might be a 9 to 12. Or I might say this one you have Tuesday night between here and here, but more flexibility on the weekends. And then vet hospitals have less flexibility. You have to look at all hours. If like a dentist office are closed on Fridays, lots of flexibility.
The work.
Cleaning itself. I'll cover a couple things. I've been doing it for 17 years, but it also can be very frustrating when things aren't going well, or if you're getting feedback from, you know, the boss, like, oh man, I suck. He told me I missed this thing for 3 times in a row. In the beginning, it's like you're learning in the system. Like, here's an office and it appears to be really big. Like, wow, this is huge. It's 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 square feet. I don't know if I can cover that whole big office. And then you do it a time or two. It's like, it's hard. I don't know if I can handle this vacuum cleaner. I can do that. And then after a few visits, you get used to it more, just like with anything else. And it gets easier and it gets to a place where it's very enjoyable and therapeutic. And it's simple. You show up, you do the work, you clock in, clock out, essentially you do the work and you get paid for it. But in the beginning, it can be frustrating and you might be tired from it because you might clean a whole office and be like, oh my gosh, I can never clean two of these in a week. But it's amazing what happens because the amount of energy it takes to clean one on week two, it'll take half of that on week five. It's just like with anything else. So that's more of a preparatory statement because that's the kind of thing that happens with cleaning, especially as I'm getting someone up to a 80% or higher for excellence. There's going to be some give and take and some, hey, here's where you're at. I'm noticing that the trash, that was easy. You did great. Awesome. Vacuuming, a couple areas, I noticed there's some chairs, some trash cans you didn't pick up and vacuum underneath them. Dusting, there's a few areas. Maybe it's because you're not tall enough. There's a steps tool available. You need to get higher. And I might, on an inspection report, it might be like, your score was a 6. You need to get to an 8. Here's 5-6 things that to do better. I had to personally fix them when I checked it. Do these things better so you can get to an 8. Cleaning companies have different formats. I have personally experienced that working solo is the most efficient and it just makes the most sense. And I teach that to other cleaning companies. I can have people designated, hey, you've got these 5 buildings. Amber, I'm giving you these 3. Charlie, I'm giving you these 4. They're yours. Now, if someone calls out, then I have to switch someone. My preference is to have it so that I say, hey, customer, I'm going to be having Amber clean your office. Here's Amber. Maybe you meet and shake hands so they know, oh, she's professional. She's trustworthy. I trust her. Here she is. She'll be cleaning your building. That's why it's also important that I know that I have people that are with me longer term. Like if I send someone's like, oh yeah, I'm just looking for a job for a month or two. Like I want to build a team. Commercial cleaning, I'm amazed at how stable of a business this was during COVID. When a lot of stuff shut down, my commercial cleaning business went up. I do house cleaning. That got wiped out. So I'm looking for people that are stable, just like the offices are stable. And so it's not like I'm switching offices every 3 months. I may have an office for 10 years. Like they're really good customers.
Health and safety protocols.
We don't require vaccines. That's the first thing. Second, the way that I'd handle masks. If you are alone in a building, you have an option if you want to wear a mask. If you choose to wear a mask, wear a mask. And let's say there's an employee in the office. Like sometimes people work late and you're there. So we will wear a mask out of courtesy when someone is working in the building and they might not even be wearing a mask. So we kind of use a little judgment. A general protocol would be if you feel more comfortable wearing one, wear one. If you'd rather not wear one, don't wear one unless there's someone that's in the building with you. Other protocols too would be, I'll have dedicated cleaning supplies in every single building. We're really good at disinfecting and we use gloves. So I provide gloves. You would be wearing gloves when you clean. I also encourage that people have their own indoor shoes that they wear specifically for cleaning. And I have a little bottle of rubbing alcohol that I keep in the car and we spray the bottom of our feet between buildings.
What's next after the interview?
When I complete the interviews, the next step I take is I do an assessment. I go through, I watch these videos. I look at some of the stuff. I invite them to keep hit me with questions if they have any as I'm evaluating. And I'm hiring based on their preferences, which includes location. Like someone may have a really good location. It might be boom, right there next to 4 offices. So I look at all those things. I look at when they're available. I look at what their interests are. I evaluate how good they are potentially of a fit. Constructive criticism is a big piece of this because I've seen that go sideways in other areas. But once the person is selected, I send a job offer and then we go through more stages, more work to do. First, there's a background check, which is submitted. And then there's all the payroll paperwork. Payroll is every 2 weeks. It gets automatically dropped into direct deposit into the team member's account every other Friday. That's based on the hours that are inputted. You would say, okay, what's my schedule this week? You go into this app, it's called Swept, and it'll say, boom, here, I'm scheduled to go here and here this week. And then when you get there, you tap in. So you basically clock in through the app. It allows me to track stuff. So then once it's all set up, I can pull hours and pull buildings and stuff from the app itself. The training looks like once you get through the payroll setup, I have training videos that I send out, 8 training videos. I pay for that. That's orientation. So that I pay while they're watching the videos. And then they come on site with me, getting them from a score from 0 to 8. Training is done when they hit 8s. If it's 2 weeks, awesome. The faster, the better. If it takes 4, then so be it. But once they hit all 8s and their time, like I mentioned to you, and times are good, you hit quality and you're doing a decent amount of time, meaning you're not taking too long, then I switch that person over. So It's hands-on training. I'm personally with them, me personally. Then they're off on their own. And then I can say, hey, congratulations. You've graduated. Here's your key. Like I said, here's your alarm code and here's your buildings. It's in the app. Go after it. And I'm moving you over to the buy the job.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this brief frequently asked questions audio podcast on the job for Carfagno Commercial Cleaning and the C3 team.